Welcome to the podcast for G's only. For G's only. And it's for all women who's at the C-suite level. CEO. And we coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walking the walk, talking the talk, being the boss lady. Welcome to the C-suite, where we help build women leadership and how to be the boss lady. So welcome to the C-suite. So let's talk about being the CEO.
Hello, hello, everybody. And this is Jody Hood, your host of She Suites Podcast. It's a place where women executives laugh, cry, thrive, and survive. We talk about unfiltered realities that our male counterparts at the C-suite will never face. All right. So I was reading an article the other day, and the name of the article is Grindstone Feature Story, CEO Nip Tuck Plastic Surgery Helps Me Keep My Executive Suite. Ladies, 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 I have an opinion about that. And it may be contrary to your belief, but my opinion is this. Whether we like it or not, appearance matters. And I did a segment on ageism the other day. And the reality is, we are discriminated against because of our age many times, and especially in the suite where it is a male dominated field. So, nips, snips, tucks, bucks, butts. Oh, it's a reality. Now, isn't it funny that men who are gray or bald are viewed as being wise, full of wisdom, and even a sexy? And women, on the other hand, we're gray or bald, we're seen as old, clueless, grandmotherly, angry, just downright ugly. I don't know. That's kind of the reality. So with this reality, women at the C-suite and our aspiring C-suites, I was just thinking, it's a decision that many will have to face. Now, if you are younger, you may not be thinking about this now, but the average age of a C-suite executive woman is 40 and above. So we actually start thinking at that age, and that's also the age of many women are perimenopausal. You start thinking about your appearance and being viewed as old or looking old. So I was looking at a segment on TV, and it was with the guys from Botched, and they were stating that the latest or the most popular surgeries now is the eyelid surgery. And they said basically it's because the eyelids alone take off about 10 years. And it's not like the full-blown facelift where sometimes you look a little artificial. But Botched creators were saying, just get a few little things at a time and don't wait until your face is fully, it has the wrinkles and everything are really, really deep. So yes, he was talking about the eye surgery, and that isn't too expensive. And the creators of Botched, who are plastic surgeons, also talked about fillers and Botox. And fillers are for, I think these are called the labial folds or something like that. Fillers just fill in and give a softer look. And they also talked about Botox, which they called it the 11s. Those are those two little wrinkles at the top of your forehead, or the horizontal lines, they were saying that that's pretty popular too. So, women at the C-suite, I know we don't want it to be a reality. Many are fighting because of age discrimination. But while the fight is still going on, we have to face reality. So with these minor nips, tucks, and fillers, you will look refreshed. You'll look a little more vibrant and a little restored. So my opinion, what's wrong with a little nip, tuck, filler? But again, that's my opinion. Now, one more thing that piqued my interest when I was looking at this segment with the plastic surgeons on Botched, they said buyers beware. So many women and men are taking this new drug. I think it's called, I don't want to say what it is, I want to mess it up. But this new drug where you stick yourself in the tummy and the weight loss is really rapid. The surgeon said, beware of this. Your face will sag. Face, tummy, and butts will start to sag because of the rapid weight loss. And in their practice, they were getting many, many more people interested in getting the procedures done because of the rapid weight loss. So again, ladies, nips, snips, tucks, butts. Now look, I didn't really talk about the butts. I have my opinion on that, but I can tell you what my sister says. She says, look, honey, I've been living all of these years with my butt the way it is, and I have had zero trouble. So whether or not you need the BBL at the suite, I don't know if that will make a difference or not. But definitely your facial appearance will matter. And the hair too, ladies, I don't know if you're thinking about going natural with gray. I suggest get a really cute, funky hairstyle. But then again, that's me. Oh, and please don't call me shallow or self-centered or egotistical. Girls, this is what the podcast is about. I am just giving you reality. This is the reality. We are judged by our opinion. I'm sorry, we are judged by our appearance. And for women, ageism is definitely an area where men haven't grown to not discriminate. And the reason I say men is because we're talking about the male-dominated C-suite. Because actually, there are probably some women who discriminate against other women who are just a little older. Now, I'm going to tell you a funny story, and then I'm going to let you go. I was talking to a friend who was a C-suite, and we were talking about the climb, and ideas or considerations for lateral moves or another move. And in our conversation, she said, girl, you know how it is for women at our age. And I just kept talking with the conversation, but on the inside, I was a little taken aback. I was like, at our age? And then I had to think about it. Girl, honey, you are a boomer. Wow. Then the reality set in. Yes, ma'am. So, hey, brings me back to snips, nips, tucks, butts. Oh, the realities women face at the suite. So this brings my podcast to a close. So you know what I'm about to say. Ladies, please share my podcast. Like me on Facebook, connect with me on LinkedIn, or subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jody Hood. And until next week, ladies, keep walking the walk and talking the talk, because C-Suites, we are coming at you.
Welcome to the podcast for G's only, for G's only. And it's for all women who's at the C-Suites level. CEO. And we're coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walking the walk, talking the talk.